casual about it either.
He spoke to KABC. I'm Ed Donahue.
Wintry weather in the form of ice and snow has snarled travel across parts of the Pacific Northwest. Reports of multiple vehicle pileups on highways in Oregon and Washington with at least 10 people injured. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 49 points, while the Nasdaq is trading 29 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. We're a month into the new year. How is everyone doing with their health goals? I've spent more time on the road than at home this last year. 2 years ago, I decided to take control of my health and choose PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. I needed a simple plan that fit my hectic lifestyle, and I quickly lost 30 pounds. I learned how to nourish my body while still enjoying food that supports my health. Now I have the energy and mental focus to get through my busy day. PhD can help you too, and they won't let you fail. Give them a call and schedule your weight loss consultation and see if the program is right for you. Call 864-644-1900. That is 864-644-1900. The first 11 callers mentioning healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their package. Don't wait to hit your 2025 weight loss goals. Call now or visit myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. So check it out right now to lose weight. PhDweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Mayor Brandon Scott and the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts will be announcing the major highlights and main stage headliners for this year's Artscape Festival. There will be a press conference this morning at City Hall where the mayor and BOPA will unveil details for Artscape 2025, which is scheduled for Memorial Day weekend. According to the mayor's office, this year's festival is set to be bold, transformative, and unapologetically Baltimore. The Maryland Freedom Caucus has announced a series of recommendations to lower energy costs for residents and business owners in the state. The Republican lawmakers want the General Assembly to repeal or reform the Climate Solutions Act of 2022 and stop Governor Wes Moore's $180 million commitment to develop alternative energy sources. At a little after midnight, investigations along with crime lab techs were apparently underway on East Pratt Street at a vacant building. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, apparently not all the pitchers and catchers are in Sarasota for the start of spring training. General Mike Elias revealing yesterday that Tomoyuki Sugamo having visa issues in Japan, and Zach Eflin and his wife had a baby boy. Congratulations to them. And apparently pitchers and catchers not the only players in attendance yesterday. A majority of the club's position players were in attendance, among them Ryan Mountcastle, Tyler O'Neill, Heston Kerstad, Colton Cowser, and Jordan Westberg. Four Nations hockey last night in Montreal, and it was a blowout.
Matt Boldy skates onto it in the corner. Centering pass, Kachuk, check from behind, tries a back shot, score! Brady Kachuk banked it off UC Saros. Second effort from Kachuk, ties the game at one.
Bob was using with the call on ESPN. The Kachuk brothers, Matt and Brady, combined for 4 goals. A statement by the U.S. all over the finish, 6-1 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Baltimore football legend soldiers on. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Enjoy the sunshine while you have it. Clouds and rain on the way for the rest of the weekend. Today, a cool afternoon, 38. Rain tomorrow afternoon, 40 the high. And more rain Sunday, 58 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 33 degrees in Bel Air, 36 in Halethorpe, and 33 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, happy Friday, happy Valentine's Day, all those good things. If you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We've been talking about the energy costs here in Maryland. Luckily, our Maryland Freedom Caucus, our Republicans there in Annapolis, along with Congressman Andy Harris, they did unveil a four-point plan to tackle the issues. They didn't really like the plan. They're not going to like the plan even going forward, but it's the plan that's going to work. They're going to have to reopen these power plants, and they're going to have to figure out a way not to import 40%, yes, 40% of our energy. They're going to have to reel all that back. Do they want to do it? No. Are they going to have their base very upset with them that they usually pander to? Of course, absolutely. But you got to do the right thing, especially if you want to keep your seat. Especially if you want to keep your seat. And this is the thing. People say, oh, well, Republicans, you know, we don't put up a whole lot of a fight here in Maryland because we're in the minority and we don't win that many seats. You know, possibly. But if you are a communist slash progressive, you could be primaried. Is that what you want? You know how many times I get an email or call about switching my party affiliation to Democrat just so I can win, and then, and then, you know, just turn everything over once I get in office? And I got this one email not too long ago. James, hello, and how are you? He says, just switch your party affiliation and, you know, run for one of these, you know, delegate or state Senate seats. Possibly do it as quiet as possible. Get in there. And then, you know, operate like a Republican and get a couple of Democrats to side with you, pretending, you know, you're a black woman. So you're saying, well, we have to do it this way. We've got to make sure that we get energy costs under control, or it's sexist or racist, right? Just start throwing stuff like that in there. It's not a bad idea. It's not going to work. It's not going to work, but it's not a bad idea. Look, if I could recruit some Republicans that haven't made a whole lot of noise in the state of Maryland and have them run as a Democrat, yeah, I'd do it. Yeah, I'd do it. In a heartbeat, I'd do it. And I don't really care. At this point, the whole state's depending on it. You know what I mean? I've got Betty and Severin. Betty, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing well, doing well. What's going on?
Well, my heart is broken that you were never elected.
Ugh.
Because I think you would be a life changer for all of us.
Thank you.
I just want to say that my BG&E bill went up triple.
Oh, my God.
And because I've had a long, good career with the government for 31 years, I can afford to pay for it. But I was a contract officer. I was a program manager, and I had a contract officer dealing with me. I had to get everything approved, which I did. But I had a contract where it wasn't delivered on time and it wasn't delivered properly. And I was overruled about giving the contractor full price. And when I was a program manager on a contract, I couldn't even take a sandwich when I went to see a contractor. I had to put a $5 bill in if they invited us to lunch. This is no lie. I worked for DOD.
Okay.
I am going to write the AG, the young lady that just got put in office by Trump, and I'm going to tell them, when BG&E people, their employees, say that there's fraud and abuse, and they don't turn back our rates, there's something terribly wrong here.
Yeah.
And I am going to write her and say, you need to come in before the school system is given over to the state, because we've got the worst situation going here with the, our schools in Maryland. You got to come after these people who are lying and cheating, the politicians.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
I don't know how they get away with all this.
Yeah, Betty.
I was a whistleblower, too. And I never got fired because I wasn't lying and I wasn't cheating. And they said, well, they suspended me and was going to quit, fire me. And I said, no. And actually, a couple other people lost their jobs because I fought the good fight.
Well, we appreciate you, Betty. And I tell you what, that does worry me with the Department of Education. I talked about this too last week. You know, giving everything over to the state, knowing how our politicians run things here in the state, it's a scary thought.
Well, there's enough questionable things going on in our state, to include the governor that ran and won saying no taxes.
Yeah.
Taxes, how many more are we going to have before? I'm going to try to leave. I really am.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
There's a lot of people that feel the same way, Betty. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
God bless, and please run again.
Thank you. God bless you as well. This is what you're hearing from a lot of people. And I have a friend that does like financial planning for people. They're, make a lot more money than I do. And he said, there's a lot of people already talking about leaving the state of Maryland and they want to get out soon, like as fast as possible. The people that can buy a house in another state or already have a place in another state. Think about all the people that have beach houses right now in Delaware. Their beach houses are nice. Would you just sell your property here and be done with it? Yes. Yes, you would. Delaware is in a much better shape. It's unfortunate that we're, dealing with this the way that we are here in the state. And I don't know what's going to actually make people do things any differently, because even though they're losing the population, they're still going to fight tooth and nail in hopes of keeping a lot of these federal grants and a lot of these federal jobs. And they're going to get their way somewhat. I don't think that President Trump or, I don't think they're going to, the administration in general, I don't think they're going to completely pull the plug, because they're going to have to look at the fact that there are many people in this state that work for the government. And our state would completely bleed out if that happened. But like Betty just mentioned there, there's going to be a lot of people that want to get out of here. Truly, truly. All right. Wrapping up that conversation there, I did want to get into real quick here, if I could, going up to Ohio. Oh, do we have a caller that wants to weigh in? Okay. All right. We do. Jeff in Pasadena. Jeff, did you want to weigh in on the energy situation?
Hey, good morning, Kim. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day, you too.
Thank you. Shout out to Barbara and Beverly. The BGE situation, I'm not defending them, but I will say this. Now, I just got my bill for the month of January. It was about 40% higher than the previous bill, but people need to understand January was much colder than December. It wasn't colder. It was much colder than December. So I'm sure that had a little something to do with the bills people are getting right now for the month of January.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to comment on real quick, speaking of the weather and temperatures, Elon Musk is talking about doing away with NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and I'm all for that. Last summer, they were predicting an average summer temperature-wise, and we had our hottest summer on record. This winter, they were predicting 80% of the country. You can look at the map if you pull it up on the Internet. They were predicting 80% of the country, including here, average or above average temperatures, and you see what we're having. Once again, NOAA is ending up with egg on its face. So I'm all for that, Elon Musk doing away with them. In fact, the money that they give to NOAA, maybe they should just take that money and give out stimulus checks to everybody in the country.
That would be amazing.
Have a good weekend, Kim.
You too. You too. Thank you, Jeff, so much. Wouldn't that be amazing? Oh, man. If that happened, could you imagine, even just the midterm elections? You would have so many more Republicans across the country getting elected, because a lot of people will say, oh, wait, we got that check. because of the Trump administration, because of Republicans, right? I guess even during the pandemic, they were calling it the stimmy checks, right? they had a slang name for it and everything. All right. Well, that is a great idea. Thank you, Jeff, for calling in. I do hope you have a great weekend. I did want to just, soften the blow for you a little bit here. Look, we've got some terrible legislators here in the state of Maryland. There's no doubt about that. And even coming up after the 11:30 break, we'll talk about all the gun control legislation that's ended up back in Annapolis again. But I wanted to bring this to you because in Ohio, they have legislators that are completely wasting time and taxpayer money. And it's not like, you know how we got people wasting time and taxpayer money here in Maryland? But they swear that it's all with good intentions. They swear that they're doing something great for us. Well, you know, even though they're wrong, right? Yeah, they're wrong. But they swear that they're doing great things. Here in the state of Ohio, you have lawmakers introducing legislation just to troll people, right? Just to basically say, hey, you're saying women don't have the right to choose. Well, guess what? We're going to say men don't have the right to choose. It's literally just so they can come back with their own little thing and say, aha, we got you. That's what they're doing in Ohio right now. Yes, as if they don't have their own problems. They do have lots of problems, by the way. Their crime problems look very similar to the crime problems here in the state of Maryland. Well, there's two Ohio lawmakers that have come together, and they've decided that they're going to take up what men should and cannot be able to do during an intimate moment, I guess is the best way. Is that the best way I could put it? I don't even know how to talk about this exactly as a family-friendly show, but go ahead and take a listen to the audio.
Sponsored by Democratic State Representatives Anita Somani, an OBGYN from Dublin, and Tristan Rader of Lakewood.
The whole entire point of this bill is to call out the hypocrisy, particularly the state legislature, when they bring forward bills to regulate women's bodies.
Now, there are exceptions to the proposed law, which include sperm donation, contraception, and members of the LGBTQ community. Men face a maximum $10,000 fine after the third offense if they have sex with a woman without the intention of conceiving a child.
Men have the same rights no matter where they go in the country. Women have rights based on where they live.
It just misses the most basic biological facts and leans in towards middle school humor.
Austin Beigel with End Abortion Ohio calls the proposal disrespectful to the pro-life community and a waste of state resources.
They have to review it when they file it. They're going to have to stick a legal team on it, wasting time on that and delaying other bills that are trying to be reviewed as well.
ABC6 asking viewers about the proposal in an online poll. 26% said it's a good idea. 74% telling us it's a waste of time.
This may be considered a waste of money by some people, but we have had far bigger misuse of taxpayer money in bills that have been proposed and passed.
The final draft still being written, the proposed legislation will get a hearing after it's submitted. But with a Republican-controlled legislature, the bill not expected to go anywhere.
For this particular bill, that's certainly okay. Again, the whole point of this bill wasn't to get it passed. The whole point of this bill was to call out the hypocrisy.
And there you have it. Ohio takes the cake. Yes, they bake the cake and then they take the cake. Here's the thing. You have these lawmakers, and if you heard the woman there, she tried to justify it because somebody asked her. They were like, well, isn't this a waste of money? Why do you want to do this? And she says, well, there's lots of bills that are a waste of money. It reminded me of Kamala Harris sitting down with Lester Holt. Have you been to the border? Well, I haven't been to Europe. It's like, wait a minute, what? Are you serious? Oh, my gosh. And then here's the great part about it. They're saying basically men should not be able to. What is the right word to say, Brian the producer? Can I say the words that they've been using? Oh, man. They can't do their business, okay, without the intent of conception. So they're saying that men should only be able to do the you-know-what and have an ending to the you-know-what if they are, in fact, trying to conceive a child with a woman. And, of course, this is the silliest thing they ever heard. But the first offense, if you do it the first time, it's a $1,000 fine. The second offense, $5,000. Third offense, $10,000. Now, how would anybody know if you would have the offense? How would anybody know, Right? If you're at home in your own bedroom and nobody's there and you have this, you know, situation with yourself, how would anybody know? Nobody would know. See, this is how silly it is. Now, meanwhile, again, yes, it's meant to be a joke, basically. But if you think we have bad lawmakers here in Maryland, just look at Ohio. This is a feel-good story. That's what this is. It's a feel-good story. At least our lawmakers aren't this ridiculously immature. So there you go. There you go. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about some of this gun control legislation. Also, J.D. Vance had a conversation with Putin, and it got pretty interesting. We'll discuss all that more coming up next.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, happy Friday. That's right, you made it to the weekend. You know, I really love this show, and I love being here at WCBM. You know, I was talking about Kate Sullivan earlier, and she sends me a text message. She said, let me know when you want me to come in, because we were talking about the changes. Thanks again to our caller that mentioned that in Frederick, Maryland, there will be a change before the midterm elections, allowing it easier. I guess it could be easier for those that are not registered to vote to actually vote. You could just go in and say, hey, I live here, so here I am. And so Kate Sullivan, like I said, she knows the ins and outs of all of this, and so we're going to have her on the show. She did say that she could come on next time or sometime next week, kind of explain what these changes look like. And then also, you have to understand, once this happens in Frederick, and I think our caller pointed out, there was a couple of jurisdictions that are already doing this. But once you see those changes there, you can expect to see these changes across the entire state. Unfortunately, we're so heavily blue. And for some reason, we've got Democrats that are, as Chuck pointed out, communist. But they call themselves progressives. And they want to be able to out-communist the next person, okay? So what they do is they'll say, oh, wow. This is a great bill, right? It's, you know, give me something crazy. All right, sugary drinks. Let's ban sugary drinks because we need to close the budget gap. So there are, you know, another progressive will look at that and say, yeah, that's very progressive. We got to do this. And then what they do is they then turn it up a notch. And they're like, oh, you want to ban sugary drinks? Well, I'm going to ban gas-powered leaf blowers. And then we, the people, we're looking like, what are these idiots doing, right? We got all these other problems. They're talking about gas-powered leaf blowers. And believe it or not, Alan Woodlot, if you're listening, remember we were joking about it because Ryan Dorsey, the councilman in Baltimore City, he got that pass there in Baltimore, and now they're talking about it on the state level. That's how this works. So now they're talking about not allowing any state contractors, for one, or those that are federally contracted. If they're doing business here within the state of Maryland, they're saying, no, they should not be able to use gas-powered leaf blowers either. And again, that comes back to we, the taxpayer, because if these landscaping companies that are hired by the state or such, if they're now having to force to, you know, basically throw out their gas-powered leaf blowers, and now they got to go and get, you know, what is it, battery-operated leaf blowers, I guess? You know, that's going to possibly cost more money. And it's not like they're going to take it on the chin. They're going to say, okay, well, we need to, you know, we need more out of this contract. So the next time you get a contract from us, we're now going to add in money for these electric leaf blowers that you want us to have. And what does that do? Well, that adds to our plate as taxpayers, right? It's common sense. And yet they don't want to use common sense. But Kate Sullivan, thank you so much for listening or for whoever got the message to her. We'll talk to her next week. So be excited about that. I did write down on my show plan, Kanye West and his wife, Bianca Sensory, they're actually getting a divorce. It came out. And I know many of you are probably thinking, I don't care. And I know you don't care. I know you don't care. But I wonder what's going to come out of this story, because yesterday, traveling across social media, there was a video of Kanye West and Bianca, you know, his wife, on the Grammys red carpet. Now, if you recall, she showed up to the Grammys in like this fur coat with pretty much nothing on underneath. And so she took off her fur coat on the red carpet. And as you can imagine, jaws hit the floor. And there were many of us that were like, okay, what is too far, too far? Okay, this is wild, right? It's at the Grammys. Anywho, there's a video now circulating. Before she took off that fur coat, she turned around and kind of tilted her head to the side. And I saw the video. And it looked like she was telling Kanye no, that she didn't want to do it. And whoever got this angle, I would say maybe it's somebody with the press. Maybe it was an assistant or something. It was obviously somebody that was very close to them and right there in the action to get, you know, this whole situation where she tilted her head and you could see her lips because, you know, the person was kind of on the side of them. You could see her lips kind of saying, I don't want to take the coat off. That's kind of what she was saying. And Kanye then dipped his head forward and he said, take it off. You could see that she looked at him again, kind of shook her head no a little bit. And he looked at her very sternly. And then she took the coat off. So this is a video that's now circulating. And now they're talking about the fact that they have filed for divorce. It makes you wonder what was going on there is what I'm saying. And I know many of us looked at the situation like Kanye's crazy. His wife must be crazy. And they're doing all this for attention, which, you know, they were. But now I'm wondering if his wife was a willing participant. Because after seeing that video, I actually have some questions. Was there something going on as far as domestic abuse or violence? I don't know. But the video was very clear that she was not happy on that carpet. Anyways, thought I'd bring that to you. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about gun control in Maryland. It's on the rise again.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At the NATO Security Summit in Munich, Vice President Vance has rebuked European leaders for squelching freedom of speech and conscience. Vance will be meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on the sidelines of the summit. Federal workforce layoffs have begun. The Trump administration striving to cut the size and the cost of government. President Trump plans tariffs that will match those charged by other countries on U.S. imports. The president says it's all about leveling the playing field. As torrential rains fall, Southern California dealing with debris flows, a threat of rock and mudslides in areas left barren by wildfires. Winter weather, ice and snow, snarled travel across parts of the Pacific Northwest, multiple vehicle pileups on highways in Oregon and Washington State. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 95 points and NASDAQ up 30 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Big Ten basketball last night in the Cornhusker State, Maryland and Nebraska.
Reed against Juwan Gary. Tough fadeaway. And he has a knack for making that look so easy.
Kevin Kugler with the call on the Big Ten Network. Well, it came easy for Queen last night. 24 points and 11 rebounds. His fifth 2010 of the season. Most of any freshman in the NCAA. Maryland rolls 83-75. It certainly hasn't been easy for OJ and his wife Shanda Brigance, the former Ravens and Stallions linebacker, the only player in football history to win a CFL and an NFL championship in the same city, their lives upended by OJ's medical diagnosis in 2007, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. OJ's life now in a wheelchair. Shanda's as his caretaker.
At the end of the day, yes, OJ is diagnosed. He's the one sitting in the wheelchair, but guess what? We both are still in this thing together. He may be the one physically sitting in that wheelchair, but I am in that wheelchair as well.
The Brigance Brigade's annual soiree is Friday, February 21st at Martin's West. To purchase tickets, go to brigancebrigade.org. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Elias talks to the media. And that is Stein on Sports.
Today is the best looking day out of the weekend. Even though it is a bit chilly, it's our one day of sunshine. There's rain on the way tomorrow and Sunday. Today, a cool afternoon, 38 the high. Temperatures tonight, mid to upper 20s. Some rain tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon. 40 the high tomorrow. That rain overnight mixing with some light snow and sleet and more rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
If better health, more energy, and detoxifying your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
Happy Friday, happy Valentine's Day, all of those good things. You know, if you missed the first half of the show, we were talking about what you might have planned for Valentine's Day. And of course, I did get some text messages here that were that were kind of like tongue-in-cheek jokes about it. And yes, I do agree with many of you. I don't know. I don't really look at it as a holiday. I look at it as just, you know, it could be a special day between you and your certain someone. But it's just, I don't know, I guess it's just to me, it's February 14th. I don't know. But as I mentioned earlier, Olivia loves this day. And she was actually very sad that they didn't have what they call a tag day. So, you know, Catholic school, of course, they're wearing uniforms. But today they didn't have the tag day. And, you know, previous years, usually she got to wear, whether it was like, you know, a Valentine's Day outfit or something that's red and pink. And this year they did not do it. So she wasn't too happy about that. But when she gets home, hopefully we'll go out for an early dinner and she can get all dressed up. And if you've ever seen us out to dinner, and if you ever do, you can always say hi because we, you know, we stay very locally there in Middle River. And we usually see many of you and many of you do come up and say hi. But it's funny because while we're waiting for our food or while we're just there, Olivia likes to play Uno. So I always tell her, I'm like, you know, I don't know if this is very great, you know, restaurant etiquette. I don't. So I tell her, like, if there's not a lot of people around, we'll play Uno. But, you know, some people, they go out to eat and they want to enjoy the atmosphere of, like, you know, maybe a romantic dinner, or just, you know, they don't want to look over to the next table and seeing somebody playing Uno with their kid. So if it's empty enough, we play Uno. If not, sometimes we'll bring in her crossword puzzle book or her word search book, and she does stuff like that. But Olivia, if you've ever met my daughter, she cannot sit still. So this has always been the case. And so she doesn't just, like, sit when we go out to dinner. She has to be doing other things. And I've learned to adapt to that because, obviously, I understand my child, and she's got a lot of energy. We went to the gym yesterday, and they have, like, a daycare at the gym. And I go to pick her up from the daycare after I was done working out. And the woman looks at me dead in my eyes, and she goes, "Olivia still has lots of energy." Now, meanwhile, they have, like, a playground in the gym. So she's, like, playing basketball. She's doing all this stuff. And this is after a full day of school, mind you, right? Olivia, I don't know what it is. And she's always been like this. She's just got a ton of energy. Of course, you know, when she was born, I think I mentioned, they said she had ADHD. She probably had to be medicated. And, of course, her father and I said, absolutely not. And so we just deal with all the energy. We just, you know, we deal with it the best we can. I am not somebody that has a ton of energy. So if I can bring Uno cards or a word search book or just something, she absolutely loves it. And then also, if you ever went to, what's that restaurant in Timonium? Mother's Grill. They have a claw machine in there. So Olivia, she's actually really good at the claw machine. So if we go to Mother's, I always bring $20 in there with me, so that she can go back and forth to the claw machine. And she does this thing where she gets up, she goes to the claw machine, she'll play twice, then she comes back to the table, she eats like one chicken tender, then she gets back up. So it's like this whole thing, the entire meal. And I had this one server there. She was like, wow, she really loves the claw machine. And honestly, a lot of it is she just doesn't want to sit down. She's a busybody is what I call her. So it's funny, but thank you, Mother's Grill, for having that claw machine, because she absolutely loves it. Well, anyways, I hope that everybody has a great Valentine's Day. Brian, the producer, said he's prepared, and I'm sure he's going to have a great Valentine's Day. And if his wife is cooking, and I'm pretty sure she is, she's probably got already the treats all baked up. Yeah, Brian, you're living a good life, okay? I hope you know. There are a lot of women out here that do not cook and do all those things anymore. So you better really thank your wife today, sir, because I tell you, there are so many. And it's funny because I laugh because I'm not really one to cook. You know, I do clean, but I don't cook. And I have friends that don't do either. And they have, like, this, you know, this list of demands of the guy they want to meet and find. And I'm thinking, but wait a minute, you don't do anything. Like, you do nothing. So you think you're going to find, like, the cream of the crop? They're like, you know, because, of course, we're in our 40s now. And I have one friend, she goes, I am not going to date a guy that already has a child. I'm like, sweetheart, that ship has sailed. I don't know what you're thinking about. You're probably going to meet a guy that already has at least one kid. I don't, you know, to have that on your list is wild to me at our grown age, you know? But she said she doesn't want to date a guy that has a child. He has to be financially stable. She wants to be a stay-at-home housewife. I'm thinking, you think these guys are still out here and available? These guys? Really? Maybe if he's, like, you know, one time or two times divorced, and maybe if they didn't have a kid, maybe. I said, but right now, look at the age range you're looking at is between 45 and, what, maybe 55. That guy doesn't exist. I mean, you would have had to gotten that, you know, a long time ago. You know, these are the friends that I have. And it's so funny because I'll see some of their posts on social media. And I'm just thinking, wow, these girls, I don't know how we're friends. We're not that much alike in the way that we think. Now, some of my friends have come over to the dark side, which is what I call MAGA. Some of my friends used to be very liberal. And then the more money they were spending and the more that they were paying attention, they're like, wait a minute, Kimmy, you might be right. President Trump is the right choice. So I actually had a lot of friends this time around vote for Trump, which was interesting to see. because a lot of my friends are Black and Hispanic, and they are women, and they voted for Trump. And so that's how I know that there's going to be major, major changes. All right. I wanted to get into this Maryland Matters article because this has come up again. And it's come up previously, but it did not pass. Proposed excise tax on firearms would fund Shock Trauma Center and other entities. Yes. So the opponent said legislation, which failed last year, that unfairly targets responsible firearm establishments and gun owners, well, it's back. Again, this is Maryland Matters. Now, we had a caller earlier that mentioned Delegate Bernice, and she's out of Montgomery County. And she's leading on this bill, along with Delegate Kaylin Young. He's a Democrat out of Baltimore City. Now, Kaylin Young, believe it or not, he's actually a twin. And his twin works at the mayor's office for Mayor Brandon Scott. Isn't that interesting? They're both in politics. Now, I don't know which twin I met previously because they're identical. And I don't know which one I met. But I did meet one once at an Orioles game. And I was actually outside, right outside the gate going into Camden Yards. And he waved and he was like, Kim Klasick? And I was like, yes, hi. You know, just kind of saying hello. And he says, oh, I'm so-and-so. And then it clicked that he was in office and he talked about it. But I couldn't recall which one it was. I didn't know if it was the guy that's at the mayor's office or Kaylin Young, the delegate in Baltimore City. I don't know exactly, but the delegate in Baltimore City, he's the one that's also on this bill with Bernice out of Montgomery County. Just to give you a little bit of the background here, why they're introducing this, 3 years ago, there was a woman and her four-year-old son that were playing on a playground near her Howard County home when they were struck by stray bullets from a nearby shooting. Very sad indeed, obviously. Her son had bullet fragments removed from his arm, and the mom still had a bullet in her leg. She continues to deal with the mental trauma and the physical therapy from that day, and it's why that she is a huge voice and supports this legislation that would put 11% state tax on firearms sold in Maryland by federally licensed dealers. Okay, so again, this was shot down last year, but it's being brought back up. Now, Delegate Bernice, who sponsored similar legislation last year, she said that gun violence costs the state an estimated $10.5 billion, with a B, dollars a year, with nearly $384 million coming from taxpayers. So Bernice, Delegate Bernice, she says, whose father is a gun violence survivor, by the way, said money raised by her bill would go toward funding gun violence treatment and prevention programs and centers. All right, real quick, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text me the text line. This is the problem that I have with these communists slash progressives, okay? They always go after the law-abiding citizens in these situations, especially when it comes to, as they put it, gun violence. It is a shame that this mother and four-year-old son was on a playground and was shot by stray bullets. It was a shame. But what it doesn't mention is the fact that many of those that are shooting, whether it's, open as that was at a playground, or, some of the shootings that we've seen, whether they've been in the malls lately, right? We've been seeing a lot of that. Many of those offenders have prior offenses. Okay, these are repeat offenders. And so here they're going after the gun owner. Here they are trying to tax the gun owner when really they can finally work with the prosecutors on making sure that they lock these repeat violent offenders up. That's what you could do. That's what you could do. And this is how I know that they're trying to put this off to the side, because this story is specifically with this mother and son at the playground. Believe it or not, they talked about getting shot. They talk about having the bullet fragments removed from their bodies, but they don't talk about the fact that the people that were involved in that shooting, there were repeat offenders in that crowd. They don't talk about that piece. And so they're saying they want to, try to fund shock trauma centers and all this other stuff. Well, let's talk about why all those things are going up in price. You've got all these people out here. They don't have a job. They have nothing, not a pot to piss in. Some of them selling drugs on the corner, doing whatever the heck they want. And then here, they're shooting at one another. They end up at Shock Trauma or any other hospital. They don't have health insurance. And who gets the bill? We the people. We get the bill. The illegal immigrants that are across the state, when they end up in the hospital, who gets the bill? We do. We get the bill. And so if you really want to handle what's going on in Shock Trauma, because it costs so much money, Delegate Bernice and Delegate Kaylin Young, then why won't you get a handle on these repeat violent offenders running our streets? I mean, even the carjackers right now. And you want to, again, this bill is called the Comprehensive Community Safety Funding Act, because it's going to directly fund six programs and centers. And here's the list, okay? Here's the list. 4% to the University of Maryland Medical Systems Shock Trauma Center. 4% of some of the money would go to Maryland Trauma Physician Services. 20% for coordinated community supports partnerships that's under the blueprint for Maryland's Future Education Reform Plan. How that got in there, right? 20% for that? You see that? All right. Now, the 26% to the Maryland Violence Intervention and Prevention within the Governor's Office of Crime Prevention and Policy. Another 20% to the Survivors of Homicide Victims Grant, also housed in the Crime Prevention Office. And then you have 26% to the Center of Firearm Violence Prevention and Intervention housed in the Maryland Department of Health. Here's the deal. They're basically trying to continue to fund what we see on a daily basis. And we've had surgeons, we've had nurses, we've had many of those in the medical professionals. They've come forward and they talked about how they are overwhelmed at places like Shock Trauma. And then they talk about how they see the same people time and time again, and they're taking bullets out of the same people time and time again because it's the same people that's caught up in all of this gun violence, okay? Which really should be called people violence. They just chose a gun. Just like some people can choose a truck to ram through a crowd of people, someone could choose a knife, right? All these things that people can choose, but they're going to call it gun violence. It's people violence. And that was a weapon of choice. And so I do think, and it's sad, but I think this bill is most likely going to pass this year. And I say that because when I look at the body, right, of what you have in Annapolis in the state house, you have some very progressive slash communists that are now up there in Annapolis that probably see this as a good idea. They're also facing a $3 billion budget deficit. So if they think they can make more money off of this, why wouldn't they? And so gun owners, here's what I pose to you. You know, I know it's going to be difficult to fight back against this. I know that with the Republicans we have up there are trying to figure out the energy costs. I know they're going to try to do something with this as well. But this is where we are. And think about it. We would have less people trying to deal with all this trauma of getting shot if we would have less people on the streets shooting people up, right? I mean, lock them up. Lock them up. I'm so glad that Mayor Brandon Scott no longer says, oh, we can't arrest our way out of this. You could have always arrested your way out of it. That was always an option. All the other things, we got to reimagine policing. All that other stuff never made any sense. Reimagine policing? What an idiot. I got some calls here. Bill in Woodlawn. Bill, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes. I'm a firearm owner. And this 11% tax reminds me of all the other targeted taxes, like how they tax gambling, and that money is supposed to go to education. And what happens is they either cut back on regular tax money so the education doesn't get any more money, or there's like a sunset clause, and that tax money starts going into a general fund. So it never really ends up where they say it's going to end up.
Yeah, great point there, Bill. Yeah, it goes into like a slush fund. You're right. Yeah, then they use it for other pet projects. As a gun owner, let me ask you this, Bill. Do you think that this is going to deter more people from possibly purchasing weapons in the future? I mean, honestly, I would love to have a gun to protect myself and my daughter. And, you know, if they're putting more taxes on it, that would make me think twice. Do you think that's going to happen across the state?
I think what's going to happen is, well, a couple of things. One, like you were saying about these people that are doing the shooting, the criminals, how many laws have they broken before they ever pull that trigger?
Yeah.
You know, you got concealed weapon laws, you got possession laws and all that. Second thing, I think what's going to happen is you know, let's say they pass this and it goes into effect October 1st. You're going to see a huge rise in sales between now and October 1st. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be an increase in sales. It may slack off when the law goes, the tax goes into effect. But I think between when they vote and when the tax goes in effect, because I've seen this happen in the past, you know, when a politician comes in and says, yeah, I'm going to ban guns, gun sales go up.
Yeah.
As a joke, President Obama actually was given an award for the number one gun salesman in the country.
Ugh. Yeah. Ridiculous. Well, Bill, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, too. Enjoy your dinner with your daughter.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Thank you. I will. I will. And on that note, I got a text here from Christine. You know, Christian and Scott, they helped out with the campaign. She says, hey, Cam, listening to your broadcast today, I had to smile because working on your campaign, I saw Olivia in action. Yes, Chris, you did. She said, what a darling girl. What made me smile today was you said you didn't know where she got her energy. Duh, no one could have outworked worked harder than you, so the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Have a great Valentine and your little Valentine girl. Scott and I are planning a nice dinner tonight for celebrating such a lovely day. You know what? Thank you so much, Chris. And hello to Scott as well. You guys did a lot for our campaign. They were out there sign waving when it was freezing cold. Yeah, we did so much, but I appreciate that. We did. We worked hard, and I couldn't have done it without you guys. Again, coming up next, we'll continue this conversation. I also just thought about the tax on ammunition as well. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Here's how to get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you, and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
Violent crime is now committed every 24 seconds in our country, and police response times have doubled, which means you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. I'm Rob Chabot, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit. The USCCA and I have put together life-saving tips that most civilians never get to hear, and we put them all into an updated free resource exclusively for listeners. Text SAFE to 87222 to get instant access right now. If you're serious about protecting yourself and your loved ones, text SAFE to 8222 while there's still time.
Sponsored by USCCA.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Rob Carson Show.
Elon Musk is doing the audit. He reports to the President of the United States, and the President of the United States is the guy who said, shut it down, and it's only going to get worse for the people who have abused the system and done nothing to make life in our country better. Every metric of quality of life in America has descended into hell, and now the people who did it are going to pay for what they did, and they're going to lose their jobs.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, you know what that means. It is Friday, and a very last segment here of Kim Plays It Live. But don't go anywhere. You got Rob Carson coming up next, and he's got a great show planned for you. It's so funny. I see all these the Valentine's memes that are going out. Some of them, they have one that's going out now on social media with Elon Musk. It says, you are the only thing I wouldn't cut from the budget, baby. And it's Elon Musk holding a heart. There's one from Tom Holman. It says, ice, ice, baby, my heart is on fire for you. There's one with our new press secretary, Caroline Levin, said, I'd call on you, baby. Who does this? Who has time to make these things? There's also one with President Trump on it. Says, you had me at build the wall. Oh, you know, there is a video going on right around, I should say, right now from Fox 45 Baltimore showing a gentleman being detained by ICE in York, Pennsylvania this morning. and he's yelling at the those ICE agents that he has to call his wife because she's pregnant and all this other stuff. And the comment section, I was looking at the comments on this video, and there are a lot of people say, well, tell him to take his wife with him. And they, she can give birth to the country they're from. Look, I'm telling you, people have had enough of the legal immigrant situation. And I think that Democrats, you know, didn't play that well. And I think they misread their audience. I don't think they realize how many Democrats don't want to deal with it anymore. I don't think they realize how many people put together that we are spending a ton of money on illegal immigrants just to sit and stay here with really, I mean, was there any future solution? Like, what was the light at the end of the tunnel with all of those migrants they even had in New York City at those shelters or staying at those hotels? Where were they going from there? Many of them didn't have jobs. Many of them didn't seem like they had a job lined up. You know, what were they doing? They can't speak the language. Were they just going to sit in these luxury hotels forever? I mean, yeah. I mean, it would have been years before they were able to get on their feet and actually afford an apartment in New York City. Those are high, you know what I mean? Talk about highly priced. What was the end goal with that? That was so bizarre to me. Well, anyways, I did want to tell you, J.D. Vance, he did threaten Russia with sanctions, possible military action if Putin doesn't agree to the end the Ukraine war. And I noted on here that Putin was not very happy about it. And it does look as though that they're going to come to some kind of agreement here soon. Even President Zelensky has made some comments saying that he believes that the Trump administration is helping them get somewhere with this war. So it sounds to me that, you know, we've come in and kind of kicked the door open on this. And Putin doesn't really want to mess with President Trump. And I will say, till I'm blue in the face, I think Putin, the only reason he thought he could invade Ukraine when he did is because Joe Biden's a deadbeat. And he knew that there weren't going to be some real serious repercussions for it. But now it sounds like Putin's thinking, you know, a lot about what his next moves are going to be. And I love to see it. If they can get this to come to an end, great. I also want them to follow the money. They're supposed to be looking into some of these checks that went over there to Ukraine. Remember, Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, he's saying that he didn't even receive all the checks. So they're going to take a look at that as well. Well, I hope you guys have a beautiful weekend. I hope you have a beautiful Valentine's Day, whatever you choose to do. Brian, the producer, make sure you thank your wife for being so great. And also thank you for a great show as always. I'll talk to all of you on Monday at 9 a.m.
During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places you can't control. Between payroll, your home office, your tax preparer, and the IRS, if your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves.